Parshas Vayera begins with a very, very well-known Maisa. And in truth, the way the Pasuk is described is actually a game-changer in our perception of Chesed. The Pasuk says, Vayera ilov Hashem elonim mamrei, v'yoyshev pesach o'el kuchayim hayoim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to Avraham Avinu in elonim mamrei, in the place of mamrei, and there he was sitting outside in the opening of his oihel kachoim hayoim in the heat of the day. So the Medrash brings down why did HaKadosh Baruch make kachoim hayoim? Why did he do that? Says Rashi, Hoitzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu chamo min nartiko. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out the sun from nartiko, from its container. Shlei lehatrichei ba'orchim na'avon v'inu should not be bothered by orchim. Ulefi shira'uhu mitzta'er. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that Avraham Avinu was mitzta'er, he was pained. Shlei hoya orchim boim. That no orchim were coming. Hamalochim Musa anoshim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a nace, and he sent malochim in the form of anoshim, the form of people. So Rav Moshe asks a fundamental question. Rav Moshe asks, there's a geder, what we know as a geder of oines. An oines means a person be'etzem is chayiv to do a mitzvah, a person is obliged to do a mitzvah, a person is mechuyiv to do a mitzvah, but he can't. Yeah, a person has a chiyuv to do a lila regel. A person mechuyiv to go up to the Beis HaMikdash, but if he can't do a lila regel, if he can't go up to the Beis HaMikdash because he's crippled, then he's got p'tur of an oines, and he could be a person could be upset by the fact he can't do it. A person has a chiyuv to sit in the sukkah, but he can't sit in the sukkah because it's raining. Beseder, he's an oines, but he can't. He's mitzta'er. He said, does it make sense for a person to be mitzta'er on Tuesday that today is not Shabbos? Person mamish wants today to be Shabbos. Doesn't make sense person to be mitzta'er on Tuesday today is Shabbos. It doesn't make sense. Right? He said, it doesn't make sense for a person to be mitzta'er that today there's no chiv to sit in the sukkah. There's no chiv. He said, Avraham Avinu had no chiv bichlal. Avraham Avinu, there was no chiyuv at all. There was no orchim. Avraham Avinu had no mitzvah bichlal. If there's no mitzvah of orchim, there's no chiyuv achnasas orchim. What's mitzta'er? What is he upset about? There's no chiyuv. Orchim, there's a chiyuv. No orchim, there's no chiyuv. He's mitzta'er, he's upset. Why is it I'm upset that today is not Shabbos? You could be upset, but is that a madrega? What's mitzta'er over here? So Rav Moshe Feinstein has a very, very important insight, and he brings this, as far as I remember, 3 or 4 times in Darsh Moshe al HaTorah. And he says that this. He says, we find many places where when it comes to chesed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not say that you chayv to do the chesed. For example, it says, im kesev talves ami, the mitzvah of lending people money. Im kesev talves ami. So why do you say Lashon of im, if? It should say there's a chiyuv to lend a person money if he needs it. What's im kesev talves ami? There's a chiyuv, chayv odom. Yeah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says a person should lend money. What's im kesev talves ami? The same really applies in many instances. In many other instances, if you don't have a lulav, you can't do it. And it still doesn't say im. You have a lulav, you shake it on the 15th. Yes, yeah, so im kesef talvis ami says Ramesha is when it gets to ben adam lechaveroi, don't do the mitzvah because you're being commanded to do it. Don't do the mitzvah because you've been commanded. I am doing the mitzvah now because I've been commanded. Do the mitzvah as if it's an im. If. In other words, it's not because you're doing it because, you're doing it if, as if I want to do it for my own sake. And I remember once as a bocher, I was invited to a family, and the father was learning by the table Hilchus Hachnosas Orchim. Hilchus Hachnosas Orchim. And I became the prototype of the Ireach. Right? Now the children wanted some drink. No, we first asked the Ireach if you like a drink. Ireach, would you like some Coca-Cola? No, the Ireach doesn't want Coca-Cola. Yes, Yankele, you can have your drink. And I became, now mamish, like the little guinea pig that the children are learning how to do Hachnosas Orchim on me. Right? In other words, I was a chepter of mitzvah. They were now fulfilling the mitzvah of Hachnosas Orchim because the Kodesh Baruch Hu told them to fulfill their mitzvah. More than that, there's a concept of chesed where we have in Sim Sholem we say Torah the avas chesed. Avas chesed does not mean to do chesed; it means to love chesed. It means you don't do chesed because the Kodesh Baruch Hu is mitzvah after do chesed. I have to do it. We do chesed because we love doing chesed. A person does not eat because a person is not hungry because he sees food. He's hungry even if there's no food. He's still hungry. Avram Avinu was hungry to do chesed. Avram Avinu didn't see Orchim. He has been star. He was hungry. There's no mitzvah, there's no chiyuv. I'm not doing it because of the chiyuv. I'm doing it because I have become a chetzah of a Kodesh Baruch Hu who wants to do chesed. I have a hunger to do chesed. If I can't do chesed, it's nothing to do with chayv or potter. It's got to do with I have a desire that is so deep inside me. If I can't do the chesed, I'm hungry. That's mitzta'er. It says we've got to be mitzta'er to Kodesh Baruch Hu. We have to be like a Kodesh Baruch Hu. How are we mitzta'er to Kodesh Baruch Hu? Just like he is a rachum, we also should be a rachum. What does a rachum mean? A rachum means one who has rachmanus. It doesn't say like he is merachim, that he does rachmanus on people. No. Rachum means you yourself become a rachum. You yourself do something because of Kodesh Baruch Hu is a ches. You want to be like the Rabbeinu Shalom. And I want to express it a little bit further. There's a story. Yeah. It's brought down in various forum. There was a man, Rachman al-Itzlan, he was a young man who was nifter. And he left over a family. And it was a very good person in the community. He said, listen, if a person's nifter, he's nifter. I've got to go to his avaya. Rabbeinu Shalom says, there's a mitzvah to go to his avaya. So he went to his avaya. And then he said to his family, there's a mitzvah for shiva. I've got to go to the shiva. He went to the shiva. A keren was made. A fund was made in order to look after the family. Torah says as a chiyuv to be like Rabbi Yishayim. I've got to give money to the fund. He gave money to the fund. Somebody brought him to the mashgiach of his yeshiva, previous yeshiva, and he sat down with his mashgiach and told him, by the way, Baruch Hashem, I've reached a stage where I'm a Yerushalayim, and Baruch Hashem, I did what I was supposed to. I went to the levaya. I felt there's a chiyuv to go to the shiva. I went to the shiva. I felt there's a chiyuv to go and give money. I gave the money. And Baruch Hashem, I've reached a stage of doing Ratzon Hashem. He said, you're making a big mistake. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you to be like him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not do the mitzvah of chesed because he has a mitzvah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no mitzvah of chesed. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you've got to be a rachum like him, which means you do that action not because there's a mitzvah to do it, not because I have to do it, not because I'm following orders. It's because I have within my very being a desire to be a Baal Chesed. Im Kesef Talv. Not as a chiyuv to give money. You want to do it because that's who you are. So Avraham Avinu had no chiyuv of Achnasas Orachim. But did that take away from his want to do it, his desire, his hunger? No, it became so part of him that the midas hachesed was such that he's doing not because he's commanded to do it. It's because that is who he is. He is a baal chesed. And this is makes a tremendous difference. He brings over here in the sefer Yosef Lekach, wonderful sefer. This is the one who wrote Lekach Toiv, has now began to write a whole new series called Yosef Lekach. It's a phenomenal mm-hmm. undertaking. And he brings a story with one of my grandmother's cousins was a very well-known Rav called the Blucher Rebbe.
Speaking also about the kind of idea here, or, I want to share that
song. There was an alter ego called the Blucher Rebbe. The Blucher Rebbe was a tzaddik who went through the war, went through the Holocaust. He lived in New York. In Malachelikim. So there's a story over here that Yisrael Huntner was once visiting the Blucher Rebbe, and the phone rang, and somebody asked the Blucher Rebbe, "Ni ken mevaka cholizan? Yeah, can you be mevaka cholim?" So the Blucher Rebbe said, "No, thank you." So Yisrael Huntner said, "Why not?" He says, "I don't want to be his chefter to mitzvah. Can I be mevaka cholim? Can I use you as my mitzvah's bika cholim?" He said, "This person has lost." Touch with what the mitzvah is. You don't do it because there's a mitzvah being mevaka cholim. It's a mitzvah because there's a yid who's ill. I want to make him feel good. And let's go one stage further. It's beautiful. There's a rebbe who asked the class, children, if you learnt the dinim of Ashavas Aveda, and there's a concept over here of a Veda that with Simon, without Simon, with Yeth, without Yesh. Tell me, what would you prefer to find an Aveda with a Simon or without a Simon? So all the tzaddikim in the class said, with a Simon. Why? Because that way I can fulfill my mitzvah of a Shavas Aveda. One child said, because that way the person who lost it will get his item back. That's the correct answer. Of course there's a mitzvah. Of course there's a chiyuv. Of course. But that's not who we are. Listen to this, Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah says that shali shali ushulcho shulcho. Some people say it's midas beinani, and some people say it's midas sadoim. Asks the Rabbeinu Yonah on Pirkei Avos, why is this person considered a beinani? Shali shali ushulcho shulcho. Whatever is mine, is yours, and don't expect any gifts. Fine. But this person is a Rasha. Why? Because when a person comes and asks him for tzedakah, what's mine is mine, what's yours is yours, I'm not giving any tzedakah. This person's not fulfilling many, many mitzvahs in the Torah. In Keset Halbis, Ami, and mitzvah Haftarechel, Kamoichel. So why is he a Beinani? If he's a Mitzvah, I can understand it. Why is he a Beinani? Listen to his Kiddush. So he says, don't think that this person is not giving tzedakah. This person is giving tzedakah out of Yirah Shemayim. This person's giving tzedakah. It's out of Yirah Shemayim. And this person who gets stuck out of Yerushalayim is, some people say, it's a midas beinani. Okay, it's not good, it's not bad. And some people say, no, it's a midas sadoim. If a person is not ultimately giving tzedakah because I want to give tzedakah, I want to make this person feel better. Let's say, chalila, there's no rabbi. That's who I am. I want to be a baal chesed. That's who I am. That I changed my whole being of being a baal chesed. This person is a midah of midas sadoim. He's fulfilling all the mitzvahs. He ticks every box. But this person is not doing it because I have a desire to do the mitzvah. That is midas sadoim, which is a tremendous chiddush. He brings a story over here. They were money for a water fountain, right? In a base medrash. And Sonia wrote a little petek. Anyone who donates money for this water cooler will be zeicha with many, many brachas instead of his chus every day. Somebody stood by and said, the world has gone crazy. Why can't you just say, a person who gives money for the water cooler is going to be doing the tremendous chesed of giving people cold water? We've lost touch with, become so sophisticated with Hindi, Mukhan and Muzumans that we're not necessarily that person who is a Baal Chesed Be'etzer. What difference does it make? What difference does it make if we're mitzuva to do it, and we do it because of the tzivui, because of the command, or whether we become a chefza, a being of a baal chesed? Major, major differences. That's what we see in this week's parasha. We see a fantastic pasuk. HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to Avram Avinu. Okay? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears, this is by the way the only social visit HaKadosh Baruch Hu has ever made, brought down in Tanakh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu just comes to say hi. Right? This is not something that's very common. Okay? And he appears, Levakesh HaKhoilem. Yeah, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do Bikur HaKhoilem often. He doesn't come along and, yeah, it's not a social call. Levakesh HaKhoilem, for no bua, no tzivui, Levakesh HaKhoilem. Okay? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Mukhoyev and Bikur HaKhoilem. And v'yisa eino v'yav hine shleisha noshim. Who are these shleisha noshim? He sees three people coming along. And what does Avraham Avinu do? V'yoyme adoynoi im nomet sosi chein beinecho. What's v'yoyme adoynoi? Okay. Some people explain v'yoyme adoynoi means, my master, are you referring to these people? I beg of you, please come along and come to me. Another pshat v'yoyme is Hashem. Sent HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Im nomet sosi chein beinecho. Al no savim alav decho. Do me a favor. Stay here, don't go away, and I'll be back. But he said, I don't know about you, but I am allergic to call waiting. I'm allergic to call waiting. I'm in the middle of a call to whoever it is, and I hear the call waiting, and I say, just 1 second. You know, you're less important. Let me just find out whether this person who's speaking to me is any more interesting and important than you, and I'll get back to you. Yes? That's rude. The person you're speaking to, this person now, you should give him his fullest attention, and the person should phone back later. This call waiting is, let's see who's more important over here. Rabbi Isai, you know, how much would we give to get a gilui in our dream of the Chofetz Chaim coming to us in our dream. The Chofetz Chaim appears to us, not a dream, he comes and speaks to us in our dream. What would we do for that? What madregus would we do for that? Not the Chofetz Chaim, the Vilna Gaon, the Rashba, yeah, the Rashba, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, and all the way up, yeah, all the way up. Avraham Avinu comes to us. Ogiloi Eliyahu Hanavi. Eliyahu Hanavi comes to us face to face, meets us outside Best Market, and he actually speaks up. What madregas would we do in order to make to relish our experience? Hakadosh Baruch Hu is speaking to Avraham Avinu. He's speaking to him. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is speaking to him, and Avraham Avinu says, "I'm sorry, I just got another call coming in over here. There's three Arabs over here. Wait. You know, you have to put a bit of music on there. I don't know, Rachim or something. Put a bit of music on. And I'll be back." What's going on over here? What's going on? How can you do such a thing? So Rav Noach Weinberg, Chen of Racha, heard it from himself. He said like this. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a mitzvah of Hachnosis Orchim. Hachnosis Orchim is a mitzvah that don't look at it as a mitzvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is visiting Avraham Avinu, then there is a relationship where Avraham Avinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu are relating to each other. There is a relationship. There's a du-siach. Yeah? There's a relationship. There's a meeting between the both. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a mitzvah of Hachnasas Orchim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Avraham Avinu, you can become like me. This is not a relationship. This is becoming Rebbeinu Shlomo himself. So when you're not just doing a mitzvah, running off doing another mitzvah while I keep the Kodesh Baruch Hu waiting, you are becoming Rebbeinu Shleilam. You're becoming Afhu Rachum. You're becoming a chelik of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. I'm not keeping him waiting. I'm becoming a chelik of him by doing a Hachnasas Orchim.
Rav Weinberg says that.
Yes. I'm becoming a part of him. So I'm not leaving him at the side and doing something else. I'm, instead of having two separate entities, I'm actually joining myself with being a chelik of who he is. That's what happened over here. That's what happened. That is Hachnasas Orchim. Hachnasas Orchim is not a tzivoy of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hachnasas Orchim is a part of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's being who he is. Hakodesh Baruch Hu doesn't have a command. I am like the Rebbeinu Shlomo and do Hachnasas Orchim. And this is such a profound effect in Avraham Avinu that he can do something which is so amazingly against his nature, but that is ability to do something once he becomes the Rebbeinu Shleinim, as it were, when the Chalas Orchim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to turn over the Sodoim. Who are Sodoim? Anoshim Roim Admo'oi, terrible people. There's never been a time where HaKadosh Baruch Hu has taken one place and destroyed it because it could not carry on. Terrible people, Sodoim. So what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, there's no way I can turn over Sodoim unless I speak to Avraham Avinu first. Okay, bear with me. Yeah. Ba'Hashem Omar, Perek Yudches Posel Yudzayin. Ba'Hashem Omar, Hamechase Ani Me'Avram Asher Ani Oisei. Can I possibly hide from Avinu what I'm going to do? I don't know. If a person's a tremendous Baal Chesed, and he can have a society that are as anti-chesed as it ever has been, get rid of them, get rid of the deadwood. Other rabba, turn over Sodoim, let people learn how terrible it is to be such so anti-chesed, and as a Hashem, my organization or pro-chesed campaign will be that much stronger. I've completely got rid of all my opposition.
He'll shine,
you'll see. Avraham Avinu, not only is chesed a good thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing to destroy completely anyone who is competing with me in a way that is negative. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Avraham Avinu, can I possibly hide this? Avraham Avinu, instead of davening and saying, thank you Rebbeinu Shleilam for showing the world how terrible it is to be anti-chesed, Avraham Avinu is moisa nefesh, mamish moisa nefesh, chalil l'chol, and backwards and forwards, this amount of tzaddikim, that amount of tzaddikim. Avraham Avinu is devastated. Eventually he couldn't and he left go. How? These people Avraham Avinu had terrible, terrible machlekus with. And these people were completely anti what his establishment of what Avraham Avinu did. How can he possibly do such a thing? The teretz is, Avraham Avinu is not looking at chesed as a askan of, I have my own personal organization of chesed, and these people are disturbing me. Avraham Avinu reached a level of understanding chesed, that through chesed you can become like the Rabbeinu Shleilam. What does Rabbeinu Shleilam want in this case? Kilei sach boitz b'mois hames. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want people to die. Ki meshuvei b'darkoi b'choyoi. Avraham Avinu through his chesed came so much like the Rabbeinu Shleilam that he saw the world not by his perspective of what I think is right or wrong. What does Rabbeinu Shleilam want? How does Rabbeinu Shleilam want these people to act? And Rabbeinu Shleilam wants these people to do tshuva and to give them another chance. That is what I'm going to be willing to fight for and give every part of me for, even if it is Mesiras Nefesh. That is a kliach of a person who relates to chesed in a way and understands that you can become a part of the Rabbeinu Shleilam, where even your thinking process can change. How does this lemaisa come out lemaisa? How does it come out practically, whether a person is doing chesed because there's a tzivui to do it, or whether there's a chesed because there is a mitzias of him actually being a baal chesed? There's a beautiful story over here with it's a well-known story with the Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi, when he would travel, he didn't want to travel in all his rabbanish of clothes. It was hard, bad enough he had to wear these clothes in brisk. Yeah, he didn't like it. So when he used to travel with a kasked, one of his little, basically like a flat cap, and like a regular traveler. And there was one time the Beis HaLevi, by the way, the Reb Chaim did the same thing. Reb Chaim also never used to travel in his rabbanish of clothes, and therefore it was very hard to be recognized who he actually was. So Reb Chaim was once going through a Branovich. And Branovich is in a cold European winter, freezing cold near the Russia there. And the snow got so high he couldn't carry on traveling. He couldn't continue. So they pulled over into Branovich, and there's a little inn there. And the snow was coming down, it was freezing cold, and he bangs on the door, middle of the night, by this little inn. And there's no answer. He told his balagola, his wagon driver, bang, bang, with all his friends, this is what's gone so far. Eventually, the door opens, and this angry innkeeper said, what are you doing here? He said, please, I beg of you, let us stay in your hotel. He said, no, we're all full for the night. Fully reserved, sorry. Slams the door shut, bangs on the door, he said, please, I beg of you, it's life-threatening out here. Do me a favor, let us come in, just give us a place where we can rest. All right, come in. Comes inside, wipe your boots. Hey, come on. And gives him a place. Where's a place? In the middle of the hallway. And Nebuch, they lie down on the floor. The brisk rav lies on the floor. He takes that little candle there. And he starts to learn from his sefer. And the man starts yelling at him, what, you come here to give droshes? Shut up! Quiet! People are trying to sleep here. As if the race slave is making a noise. Put out the candle! Yeah. So Nebuch, put off the candle, he closed his sefer, and started murmuring very quietly to himself. And there he was, lying on the floor, the Heiliger Beis HaLevi. Not long later, the group of people who had reserved that place in the hotel was of Aaron Mikudnov, Chassidus Rebbe. And they come inside, and suddenly, Chassidus Rebbe is coming with his entourage, and the covered malachim, the door opens up, and the red carpets get unfurled all the way down, and the porters just start schlepping up their cases, and he is the nicest gentleman you can possibly ever meet. Glasses of tea all round, fantastic. The lights on, fantastic. But Aaron's looking around to wash his hands, Davar Maariv, and he sees this Jew lying on the floor, and he almost fainted. He said, Reb Yosher Ber, what are you doing here? Reb Yosher, this is the God Lador, the base slave is lying on the floor. Reb Yosher Ber, what are you doing here? So the innkeeper, this is the Beis HaLevi? Oy vey! Oy, it feels so bad, but I never knew. If I would have known you, Beis HaLevi, I would never have treated you that way. If I only would have known. Anyway, so he stands up, and he's begging, and he's so upset. So Beis HaLevi says, I'll be moichel you on one condition. You take 2 weeks out of your hotel, and you come to Brisk, and you learn what it means in my home. To learn what it means to be a Baal Chesed. But before we make any agreements, it's Parshas Vayera. I'll ask you a question. He says, and twice in this week's Parsha, we find Hachnosas Orchim. We find Hachnosas Orchim with Avraham Avinu that is spelt out, and Avraham Avinu is rewarded for everything he did. And later on in the Parsha, we find Hachnosas Orchim with Lot. And light as well was Moisa Nefesh Mamash, who came to Sodom. It was very anti-hospitality related, and he brought these people in and was almost killed for it. And we don't find that Light got any schus whatsoever. You don't see that he got any reward for it. What's the difference? Avram Vino, every little thing he got reward for, and Light nothing. What's the difference?
He offered it on somebody else's cheshbon.
That as well. It was ridiculous. He was a chosid shaita. That as well. I mean, he was ridiculous. But he said more than that. He says Avram Avinu, his achnasas orchim was done to three people, who he thought were Arabs. That is godless. People who don't look particularly friendly. You don't feel that you have a strong achrayus to look after. And you do chesed like that, and you beg them al no savo, and you give them atmaim, and you give them, and then you go along, you bring them meat, and you give them chardel. That is godless. When Lloyd did chesed, he knew he was doing chesed to malachim. Don't come along and tell me that I didn't know it was the Beis HaLevi on the floor, otherwise I would have done chesed. Avraham Avinu's children do chesed to people who look like Yishmaelim as well. That's the difference. And the Maaseh, the story is brought down, he went to Brisk, and he was there for 2 weeks, and he became back, and he became a tremendous Baal Chesed. But the deal behind this is, sometimes it's very difficult to do Chesed. It's very, very difficult. There are people that take advantage. You do Chesed, and there's no end to the Chesed, and they take, and they take, and they take, and they're nasty, and sometimes they're not appreciative, and this person is argumentative, and so, if you are involved, and you have a tzivui, then it's me with my tzivui and my yitzahara, and things get difficult and complicated. If it's not me, it's not tzivui, I'm the Rabbeinu Shleilam. And Rabbeinu Shleilam is a rachum, not merachim. It's not that he has a tzivui to be merachim. He is a rachum. Then the quality of the chesed that we have to others is so different that we don't, it's not us involved, we don't have an agenda, we don't have something getting in our way that makes this difference. And the Maisa, we are B'nai Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. That's Ramosha. Ramosha is telling us from this parasha that the idea is not to be a Baal Chesed because it's a mitzvah to be a Baal Chesed. We are Baal Chesed because we are Baal Chesed. Because we love to do Chesed. We are hungry to do Chesed. If we don't do Chesed, part of us is missing something. That part of us is missing something if we don't have food. This is what's expected from us. And it's an eye-opener. You know, somebody once asked me about Shidduch, is this person a natural Baal Midas? Does he have naturally good Midas? And I learned from there that I made a mistake. And another time, somebody asked me, somebody does Midas, I said he works on his Midas. He mamish works on his Midas. Which is a tremendous thing. Tremendous thing to work on your Midas is our whole Avodah in this world. But there should reach a stage where you don't have to even work on your Midas. If your baby cries middle of the night, right, and there's nobody else to feed the baby, the mother middle of the night, she doesn't think, I have a mitzvah to feed my baby, that's why I'm getting out of bed. I want to feed my baby. This is who I am. And this is who we are as well. This is a mitzvah of chesed, is avas chesed, to love it like Chofetz Chaim says, to love it like we love, not mitzvahs, love our own passions, like love our own hungers and desires. That should be what Avraham Avinu's children is expected from them. That's how, as Hashem, we should be acting.